Hi, I'm Deborah Lindat, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Tuesday, May 19th, 2015, on a beautiful day here in Clearwater, Florida. And today we're going to talk about insurance. Oh, wow. I just want to say what a mess this is. Okay, so I'll just say that for the past, I don't know how many years, 4 or 5 years, I've had a wonderful little insurance, I'll say quote-unquote insurance, that that I pay $69 a month for. And what it does is that it pays for doctor visits, it pays 100% of labs, and it gives a prescription discount. And $69 a month. And now that is ending because of Obamacare. And so I did my taxes this year, and you know that there's this thing about having to pay the penalty if you don't have insurance. But what I saw on my tax return was that it just asks you, do you have adequate insurance? I think it is. And then you just get to answer yes or no. And so I just answered yes because I felt like that I had adequate health care. But it didn't even have a definition of what that meant in the instructions for the taxes. So my guest today knows all about this. Not only does she know all about Obamacare, but she has a new insurance program that qualifies for being your insurance for Obamacare, but also gives you holistic care. So she's going to tell us all about everything. Her name is Carrie Gray, and she's the founder of Greensurance Natural Medicine. Hi, Carrie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And you're in Hawaii. How is it in Hawaii?
Well, it's wonderful. It's Hawaii. So what is there more to say? We always have sunshine, and we have rain, and it's green, and it's always beautiful.
Sounds like Florida. I've never been to Hawaii, but I've seen pictures, and it's a place I'd like to go one day. So yes. Tell us your story of how you got to establishing Greensurance Natural Medicine.
Well, this has been quite a long journey. But I'll focus in on just the most recent part of it, just because of the fact that it's most relevant. But basically, as you know, we have this Obamacare legislation, and I had written a patent actually for a natural medicine health insurance, and recognizing the bureaucracy of insurance, and I'm a licensed insurance professional, so just recognizing how slow change is incoming. And recognizing that there's also this love-hate relationship that people seem to have with insurance. And so really just kind of doing market testing, as we called it, kind of field testing a product. People were very excited at the idea that there would be a product that would give them alternative medicine, but weren't so excited that it came from insurance. It was kind of strange, the responses we were getting from people. And so continuing to research, actually, the legislation is how I actually came upon a different kind of application. And the law basically said that there were exemptions to the penalty. So I really focused in on what the exemptions were, and I won't go into all of it right now. But anyways, there were a number of different exemptions and kind of organizations that qualified. And so it was a strenuous list. That and it seemed rather unusual that anybody could even pass this. For example, they had to be in existence before 1999, and they had to have third-party verification, and it was just a lot of very ambiguous things. I'm like, wow, you know, I'm not for sure who all qualifies for this, because who would have known in 1999 or before what was coming down the, you know, down the mm-hmm. pike, you know, years later. So anyways, but as I continued to research, then I found that actually there were a lot of organizations to start with that applied for that exemption, but because of the criteria, and there was more, but because of the criteria, they couldn't pass. And what remained were just a handful of organizations that actually qualified. So that's how this actually migrated from insurance to what's called cost sharing. And cost sharing is it's an alternative, kind of like if you think about the difference between what a credit union offers and what a bank offers. So when you realize that there's a difference between the two, yet the service they provide the individual feels the same, there's a completely different dynamic that goes into how they do and what they do, and that is that a for-profit is what a bank does, right? And a for-people or for-member is what a credit union does. So that's really the similarity and difference that health insurance has with cost-sharing. So we are a nonprofit, and we're a coalition of nonprofits, and what we're doing is using the federal law to provide something that's really not done anywhere. And that's what's really exciting about this, because what that has now opened up, because we're not inside, we're not mandated by Obamacare to have all of the kinds of coverages that Obamacare requires that an insurance company have, which is what has skyrocketed the rates because, for example, no one can be turned down, okay? So that's a big problem. So that means, you know, everybody's going to have to be insured, okay? Well, then the next problem is that you can have any kind of lifestyle and you can have any pre-existing condition. And all of those things are what's making it hard for all the other people who, like yourself, may have had one small insurance policy. Now those are no longer in existence because there are 10 actually different criteria that, according to Obamacare, an insurance policy has to make. And if it doesn't make that, then that's why they basically have to quit selling the policies, or they can't even reissue them. And so that kind of explains how your policy is lost, because it just doesn't qualify any longer. And so, you know, there are a lot of people that are kind of thrown under the bus in all of this. And anyways, but the great thing is that cost sharing is a wonderful alternative, and it's not insurance, but it actually serves the same capacity, and it gives people also what has never been given before. So it's not just alternative, but it's a conventional and an alternative approaches to medicine. And it's all under the same organizational services that are being offered now.
Okay, so now there's a lot of details that you can give us, and I want you to give all those details. But before we get to those, I want to talk a little bit more about, just because I think that I and a lot of other people don't understand this. So what Obamacare wants, and we're going to run into the break, so you might not get to answer it all, and then we'll finish after the break. What Obama wants is for everybody to get insurance, regular insurance, and according to the guidelines that they have in Obamacare. And if you don't, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you don't, you have to pay a penalty. Am I right so far?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay, so could you tell us about this penalty?
Sure. The penalty basically starts out small. It's 1% of what's called your AGI, or that's your adjusted gross income. So in other words, it's not what your income starts out at, but it's, you know, if you take some deductions, it's that final number. So it's 1% of that number, or $90. I think that's how it starts. You know, in other words, for a person who doesn't even make enough that it would qualify for that, then it's just $90. So, you know, it's not too bad. But basically what's going to happen is time goes by, every year that number goes up. And so it's going to be a lot more significant. And, of course, the more income a person makes, the more significant that's going to become. So it's going to actually be thousands and thousands of dollars as time goes by, because I think by 2016 it'll be 3%, just to give you an example and just to give your audience an example of what that really means. So if you just, you know, estimate what your adjusted gross income is, okay, times that number, times 3%, you can kind of just get an idea. Now, that's just what the penalty is. So that means that you still don't have any options, really, but you're going to pay a penalty, and that's what that comes down to.
So did this this year, when I was doing 2014 taxes, then this was the first time that I saw that penalty, and so it's $90 for the 2014 taxes, and or 1%. Is that what you said? And then there's, yes. And then it's 15, then there's 2015, and then by the time it's 2016, it's 3%. And then does it go up from there?
Well, you know, actually, the legislation doesn't go into it. This is kind of where the,
Wait, I have to cut you off because I've got, we have to go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and I'm talking with Carrie Gray. She's the founder of Green Insurance Natural Medicine, about Obamacare and what we can do to have alternative health as part of our insurance. We'll be right back. Technical problems, but now we're back. And Carrie, I hope you're still there with me. Are you there?
I am.
Wasn't that strange? I've been doing this show for 2 years, and I've never had something like that happen. So I'm sorry that it happened on your show, but here we are again. Okay, so we were talking about. What were we talking about? I asked you a question. I'm sorry, my attention is on all this technical stuff. What were we talking about?
You were asking about the penalty, and I said that it went up 3% by 2016. And then you were asking if it goes up any further. And I don't believe, from anything I've read, I don't see anything that's expressing that right now. But you know what? It could be. I read a lot of information. So I'll let that be something that we can leave for another conversation when I have more time to research that. But I know that it goes up to 3%. That's what I have seen.
So... this is like forcing us to get insurance.
That's the idea.
But what if we don't want insurance?
Well, then that's what the penalty is, to coerce a person into. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. You can't go to jail for it, but, you know, they can basically seize assets or freeze assets and really the way they collect this is through refunds. So that's how they enforce it, is through an overpayment of taxes, then the IRS take it from your refund.
I can't tell you how unhappy this makes me. Because what is going to happen for me is that I'm either going to have to pay the penalty, or I'm going to have to get insurance that I don't even use. And mm-hmm. Or I can get something like your program. So yep. Your program is not insurance, but it qualifies under that other thing. Tell us how. So if I were to get your program, I don't want to call it insurance. What should
right.
I, your cost sharing? But mm-hmm. I guess people think of it as insurance anyway.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
it's
do.
Like insurance.
Yeah, it's what most people think of it, but it isn't. And we don't want to represent it that it is. So that's why we always clarify that it is not insurance. So basically, I used the illustration about the credit union. So really right. What cost sharing is, it's where people come together with a united purpose. And that united purpose is the fact that they basically are going to put their money together. Kind of in insurance, it's called a risk pool, okay? And that basically is, when you pay premiums, then that goes into obviously covering the cost of the insurance and all their, you know, the salaries of the company and the profits and all that. But then a portion of that goes into what's called the risk pool. And so when a claim is paid out, it comes out of the risk pool. So in cost sharing, it's not the same, but it is similar in the fact that the person makes a donation to their community, and then those community resources are what actually in the end, because they're combined with other people in the community as well. So in the end, it actually is similar, because it is what pays the medical costs that a person experiences, you know, at the end of the day. And that's really what we're looking for, is a way to not go healthcare costs alone, which is what the penalty is all about. And, you know, or to try to encourage people or force them actually, right? Once it becomes more enforced, and it will become more enforced as time goes on. So it's kind of written in the body of the law, but it's not really clear yet what it's going to happen. But anyways, point being is that, what cost sharing does is it gives people the way to, really give themselves that protection, which is that they're not going to be penalized. And that they've got freedom, and what we say is freedom equals choice, and choice is powerful medicine. And so really, if your choice in your healthcare is not just looking at things that potentially could be toxic, if you want to have some options outside of just the status quo of conventional approaches, then cost sharing actually is what you really need to look at, because that's the only way to get the freedom that even under Obamacare will never be offered.
Okay, we need to go to break. So we'll talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest is Carrie Gray. She's got an alternative program for Obamacare. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Carrie Gray. She's the founder of Green Insurance Natural Medicine. Carrie, before we go on and have you tell us all the details about your program, you have quite a dramatic personal story of how you got interested in this. Would you tell us your story?
Oh, sure. Well, yes, you know, actually, that's the true beginning of how this started, because in 1988, I'll start with the funny part of the story. We all remember, or old enough to remember, I guess I'll say, when Oprah Winfrey, evaporated in front of everybody when she threw off this coat and there was this much smaller version of Oprah, and it was shocking to everybody. And then she followed it up with a pulling a wagon that represented all the weight she lost.
Well, I remember seeing that on TV, yeah.
yeah, it was an epic moment. It was like, you know, Oprah had some real epic moments in her career as a talk show host. Well, that was one of them for sure. Well, that motivated me, because I always felt like I was overweight, even though actually at the time I really wasn't. But anyways, it motivated me to go to my doctor, because she had taken this miracle substance called OptiFast, and you had to go to the doctor and get a physical in order to get on it. So that's actually how I got started. So I went to the doctor thinking, hey, I'm gonna try this. And so I go and I have a complete physical. So when I get called to go back for my results, I didn't even begin to guess where this was going. So I was given two diagnoses. The first one was multiple sclerosis. And I asked, what's the cure? There is no cure, they told me. And then they said, and the next thing is liver cancer. And I said, you know, what? And so they said, yes, and the bad news is that you're too far gone for chemo and radiation. This is, you know, basically you didn't have much longer to live. So I'm sorry, there's really nothing we can offer you. And that was the news I was given that day. So that was very devastating, needless to say. And, you know, 25 years old, and I had a house full of kids, and I was dying. And it was very, very, very overwhelming. I was depressed, I was devastated, and I was dying, and I just went to bed. So I spent a few days praying, and I really didn't know what I was going to do. But, you know, the one thing that I had the presence of mind to realize was that, first of all, I needed to start exhausting options. Maybe there was something other than the doctor didn't know about. That was my first thought. You know, I had no idea at the time what there could be. And then the second one is I realized, especially when I got the second diagnosis, that the first thing I needed to do, because I could feel within me I was starting to die, I could feel the process happening. It was like psychologically I was starting the dying process, and I recognized that the first thing I needed to do is I needed to stop listening to bad news, because that really was creating quite a psychological mind play, you know, on my psyche and my will to live. So that's basically how this all got started. I don't know if you can hear rain or not, but that's what that is if you do hear it. That's how my story got started. So basically, just exploring the options. I felt my eulogy to my children would be that, yes, I died young, but I exhausted every option for their sake. So that's what really pushed me in to start reading and researching and talking to people. And you got to realize, you know, before the internet. So there was a lot of diligent effort on my part, and sure enough, that eventually got me to a practitioner who not only did she immediately through her testing method. Not only did she find the cancer and, again, confirm that I was terminal with not much longer to live, but the good news for me was that since I already knew, I told her she wasn't breaking the news to me. So she felt better. But she asked me if I believed that I had a chance. I said, well, I wouldn't be here if I didn't think I had a chance. That's why I'm looking for something other than my doctor, what they told me. And she said, well, here's the thing. She said, I believe that you do have a chance because you're young. And she said, but it's going to require 100% diligence on your part. You've got to be totally committed to everything I tell you to do. And she said, and it's going to take a lot of change on your part. But she said this, your health insurance. She goes, you have insurance, right? I said, yeah. She goes, but your health insurance isn't going to pay for any of it. And yes. I said, wow, okay, well, let's do it. I didn't know what other option I had, and right. I really didn't have any. So that's how this shift started in my own personal journey. I was just basically trying to survive a cataclysmic, soon-to-be death that I was facing. And what I found was the following. I found that there were a lot of things that I was doing wrong, and that's really what was causing the cancer. And, you know, unfortunately, I had, like a lot of people, every time we had a health issue, I just went to a doctor. And mm-hmm. I usually ended up with a prescription, like an antibiotic prescription. And I didn't recognize how those overuse of antibiotics and all the other things that were in my life, too much sugar in my diet, too much stress in my life, birth control, you know, all of these things were contributing to setting me up to having a compromised immune system. And so what I learned was all the things that I was doing wrong, and I learned how to change all of those things. And it was a massive change, but she was right when she said it's going to take a lot of change, a lot of commitment mm-hmm. on my part. Mm-hmm. It really did. But here was the interesting part. So 8 months later, I was spending thousands and thousands of dollars on all of this. I submitted all my receipts. Just in case she's wrong. Submitted all my receipts. Now, what was interesting was the letter that I got back said that not only was I out of coverage, you know, for what I was doing, but it was unproven. So I was like, well, that's very interesting. Okay. Well, I ended up going back to the doctor, and I wanted to just see if I had made any progress. Now, the way that the conversation went from here really, again, shifted my consciousness, because the first thing is that my doctor was shocked I was alive. Okay, that was great. You know, I had great news. Now, I wanted to tell her why I was alive and what I was doing, and then I was shocked because she didn't want to hear it.
Yes.
And I was like, what? So, okay, she said, absolutely, I do not want to hear this. And she said, no, we are running new tests, and you need to prepare for the worst. And I think she kind of thought maybe I was delusional. I don't know. But the point is that I spent a few more days anxious, awaiting again more bad news. But this is where it all shifted for me, because when she came in, she had my chart in hand, and she didn't make eye contact with me. So I sat there in silence for a while, and then I thought, you know, it's kind of awkward. So I just decided to break the silence and start talking again about what I'd been doing, and she immediately stopped me. And so we sat there, and then finally she looked at me and she said, I saw what your original test looked like, and I see what these look like. And I'm here to tell you, the liver does not do this on its own. I don't know what you've been doing, and I don't want to know. But I know this much. You're cancer-free. Congratulations.
And we're going to go to break there, and that's an amazing story. Really wonderful. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Carrie Gray. And when we come back, she's going to tell us about her program that you can use instead of Obama insurance so that you can get alternative health as part of your program and not just regular doctors. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Carrie Gray. She is the founder of Greensurance Natural Medicine. So, Carrie, as we ended off before the break, you were telling us how you did all these alternative things to be cancer-free, and that your insurance didn't cover any of them. So I can see that that would be a big motivation for you to come up with a program where people who are having catastrophic kind of situations like you had would have some kind of program where they can get some help and support with the financial end of those kinds of illnesses. So would you tell us in detail now about your program and what people get and what they don't get? What does it cover? What is it all about?
Well, sure. There are a lot of things basically that we want people to be aware of. You know, our website actually is a great source of information, and it actually is always the most, it's kept the most up to date. So, you know, please, if I can mention the website, is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's MyGreen, like the color, G-R-E-E-N, Surance.com. So MyGreenSurance.com or .org.
Oh, is it not .org?
Yeah, it's both. We have .com
okay.
or .org. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we own them both. So anyway, so basically that's where all of the facts are at. And really, you know, anything that I'm not covering that people still have, the FAQs is a great page to look at, and so is the health plan that just kind of narrows it all down. But basically, what we're talking about is this, is that the purpose of the community approach is that it's to offer less invasive treatments to people, okay, versus you know, what conventional wants to do oftentimes, and that really is nice. You know, people don't like to be have the invasive things if they can avoid that. And it also offers things like if it prevents more costly conventional treatments. Now, that's big because really now you're getting into more proactive things that you can do for your health. And really, you know, just to kind of give you an example, in Obamacare, it requires things like screening, okay? So they call that preventative treatment, screening. Well, the problem with screening is that if screening finds a disease, then it didn't prevent anything. So that's
right.
Not preventative. That's the irony, right? But, you know, we know more about ourselves, especially once we get educated and become in tune with ourselves, then, you know, providers do, obviously. I mean, their job is to figure it all out. But if we're really in tune, then that really helps us to stay proactive and healthy. So that just kind of gives you an overview of really what the criteria is. And, you know, so it really opens up doors to things like acupuncture, chiropractic, herbal regimes, massage therapy, homeopathy, colonics, detox programs, Chinese medicine, you know, and then if you are talking about some of the bigger things like cancer, for example, if you have to understand that this isn't a health plan for people who have cancer. It's a health plan for people who are healthy and then who get cancer, for example. And the way to illustrate that is like you don't buy car insurance after an accident. You buy car insurance in case. And
right.
So
well, that's
really
what insurance is for, is the in case.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where we get sometimes people will say, well, I have cancer. Well, you see, it doesn't work in a cost-sharing environment because we can't keep the rates low if the people that are participating and donating to these cost-sharing communities are coming in terminal already. So that's the reason why, unfortunately, we can't put them in the cost sharing, but we do have another program we're working on where they can have access to at least discount services. So, but that's where things like, so once a healthy member, is diagnosed with some terminal illness, then things like this would be very important, which is like intravenous vitamin C treatment or, we've got things like Rife technology or, you know, there's a number of them. Heroderm cream, hemp oil, there's a lot of real specialized things for cancer, for example, oxygen therapy, chelation, oxygen IV therapy. There's a lot of things for serious disease that really opens up the door to recovery. And that's really what the bottom line is in all of this, is not the slow road and the most profitable road to an early grave, but it's actually how to help a person recover their health so that they can have the optimum life, you know? And that's really what we're talking about, not a managed care or a treatment mentality, you know? And that's really the difference. It's the polar extreme between conventional and alternative is that while conventional deals with symptoms, alternative deals with causes. And so that's right. really what we're talking about, is opening up this way for people now to start addressing causes so that they don't have a lifetime dependency on a prescription, because that's actually not covered in the health sharing plan either. A short term is, but not long term. So, and that's why when we use the alternatives, then we can break that symptom-dependent cycle, pill for every ill, which is basically often what happens when a doctor is limited only to conventional approaches, which is mm-hmm. what is part of Obamacare.
So I just want to be clear, because you and I have talked about this. I'm considering getting this program myself. I haven't made a decision yet if it's the right thing for me. But one of the things that I learned about it when I was talking to Carrie was that it's not insurance like if you were to get insurance and then they pay for all your doctor visits and stuff like that. It really is for if something happens in the future that is a big thing, like cancer or heart disease or something like that, where you have a lot of medical bills, that it covers those kinds of things. So you still have to pay for, going to the chiropractor or going to the dentist or whatever. It's not that kind of plan. But when you need it, if you need it, and when you need it, it's going to allow you to get all these alternative treatments that insurance doesn't cover. And it's a very low price. Tell them about the price.
Okay. Well, and let me just clarify something here, because just to kind of give your listeners an idea here, we're talking about things that like accidents, ambulance, x-rays, lab work, emergency rooms, home health care, hospital services, surgery, et cetera, day surge, outpatient, maternity care, prescriptions, surgery, therapy, on and on it goes. So, I mean, it's not just singular approaches with alternatives, but it's actually this very comprehensive health plan, okay? So, there's a lot of things to still kind of understand about it. I know that it's hard to digest kind of like a plethora of information all at one time. But just to kind of give you an idea, and this is really part of the excitement that people have when they realize how low cost this really is. So, for example,
Wait, before you go on, let me just tell you that we only have 3 minutes left. So just for you to be aware of that. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Thank you for that. So if it's a single person, it could be anywhere from $249.99 a month to around $380. If they're married, it could be $349 to $580. Or if it's a family, it could be anywhere from $499 to $680. And those are estimates, because everyone falls in that those estimates based on their health questionnaire that they complete. So those are just kind of high and low, or lows and highs, but it's very, very affordable.
It is very affordable in comparison, and I'm so happy that you're doing what you're doing, because whether it works for everybody or doesn't work for everybody, you're taking a step out of the old insurance idea, and you're looking at how to bring the alternatives, help people afford the alternatives when they need some help. And I think that what you're doing will grow in the future to have other kinds of plans as well. That's the way I see it, at least. And that you really are forging a new direction. I really appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So we do have still about a minute left. So is there any final words you'd like to say? Let's give your website address again. It's mygreensurance, like insurance without the in, mygreensurance.org or .com. And it really has all the information there.
Yes, it does. And, basically, really what we say here is that, greensurance is about people who are ready for change. Greensurance is about people who want an alternative to Obamacare. Greensurance has a lot of messages, but really what it's about is about empowerment. So it's about being able to finally start having some control over something as important as your health care. And really, isn't that refreshing? So it's
very fresh and organic.
Yeah, it's very fresh and organic. And people are very, really excited about that. So really, we have the ability now to become the change that we want to see. And how that happens is when like-minded people get together for making change happen. And that's why we invite people to join us.
That's great. It's great. Again, I'm going to give the URL for the website. It's mygreensurance.org. There's so much more information there. It's just, you know, when I think about having to pay the penalty, why not take that penalty money and actually put it someplace so that I can get some help if I need that help? And this sounds like an interesting place to put it. I'm looking for all kinds of alternatives for making sure I make the best Obamacare choice. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindyatt. Be well.